Of Millennial Words of the Week, and back with me on the phone is my daughter Sarah, who I have woken up again. Good morning, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, you did pretty good the last round at 640. We'll see how you do in this round. I quiz you on slang words from Millennials and Generation Z, and you have to basically see if you can at least figure out what they mean or if you know what they mean. All right, here we go. Your first word is carpe diem. Not
what?
Carpe diem, but carpe diem, as in the letters DM. Carpe D and M.
I honestly have no idea. This is very strange.
Wait, have you ever heard of the phrase carpe diem? Which is
no.
A Latin phrase that means seize the day.
Okay.
All right. You've never heard of that?
No.
That's an actual thing. Okay. Well, carpe diem is a variation of that. Instead of DM, which is spelled D-I-E-M, it's just DM, as in D and M, like direct message. So the DM stands for that, direct messages. So the word means seizing the day via your direct messages. So carpe diem.
Oh, okay then. That one's okay, I guess.
Here's your next one. Chronic cringe.
Chronic cringe?
Chronic cringe.
I mean, I know what cringing is, but I don't know what this chronic cringe is.
Well, what do you think it means?
I honestly don't know what chronic cringe is.
Chronic cringe is when you've done something so cringe, you can't stop replaying it in your head, and it stops you from getting on with everyday life. It's like, yo, Sarah. Why you been staring into space for the last hour doing nothing? And you'd say, well, Dad, I have chronic cringe from what happened earlier on Millennial Words of the Week, and I can't concentrate.
Okay.
All right, there you go. All right, that's... You're 0 for 2. All right, here's the last one, and this one actually comes with some audio, so we'll see if you know what it means first. Chuggy.
Okay.
Chuggy.
No.
Chuggy. No?
Mm-mm,
got nothing?
No.
Well, there's a woman who goes by Hal on TikTok who says she's coined a term for the opposite of trendy, and it's starting to spread. The word is chuggy, C-H-E-U-G-Y. Now, if you're wondering what that means, here's Hal to tell us all about it.
I have a new word for you that you clearly are all in need of. People will say things like, this is millennial or girl boss energy. All of these terms are pointing to the same thing. The word, my friends, is chuggy, okay? It's the opposite of trendy, stylish in middle school and high school, maybe, maybe not. Timelines don't really matter, but it's no longer in style. It's used when someone follows these out-of-date trends.
There you go.
That is very interesting,
chuggy.
But also kind of dumb.
She says some things and examples of things that are chuggy are t-shirts with phrases like yes way rosé, herbal essences shampoo, the wooden signs you see at craft stores that say things like home, heart, love, and girl boss mugs. And she also wanted to make sure it's clear that it's not a bad thing to be chuggy. We all like what we like.
So I was going to say, all those things you just listed off are very cringe.
And now they're chuggy, too.
That's a weird word.
Get some sleep, and we'll talk to you next week on Millennial Words of the Week.
Never say chuggy to me again, pee-pee-poo-poo boy.
Chuggy.
No.